we're gonna start.
Sorry.
No worries. Well, good afternoon. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm gonna bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 1:30 agenda item, and it is a continuation of the public hearing appealed by Jeff Ransom for a conditional use permit to allow a special event facility use within an A agricultural zoning district. Case number CU 2021-0016-APL. So with that, Deb, would you, from a staff's point of view, bring us up to date where we've been and where we're at and where we're starting at today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was hoping you knew. No. So on November 14th, you conducted the public hearing, taking oral testimony, public testimony for the Ransom appeal of the special event facility. The Planning and Zoning Commission denied this case. The Ransoms appealed it to the Board of County Commissioners. On November 14th, the Board of County Commissioners closed public testimony, deliberated the case, and took a vote to also deny it 3-0. And at that point, we ran out of time for to complete the hearing. So there was some indication that we would complete the deliberation, and I don't know if that meant that there was more of the criteria that needed to go through to state your actual findings, and also to provide any direction, if any, for them to seek approval.
Okay.
And then staff, between that November 14th meeting and this meeting, did revise the findings of fact based on the notes that I had and took at the meeting, the findings that I had written down in my notes from your deliberation, and those have been provided to you as well.
Chairman?
Yes.
The way I recalled this is that we were down to the part where Title 67 requires us to provide reasons or ways for them to achieve the approval. So I appreciate Deb's recap and what she's provided to the board. There was an offer on the part of the applicant to expand the parking for that facility. I would submit also that the road needs to be at county standards. I would suggest that the number of guests is limited. They had 150, but that would have to include vendors. I think there's a need for a public drinking water and a community well on that property, given the upscale event that it purports itself to be. There to pave that loop, which I did not get clear an understanding of what the incline was on that. We'd heard everything from 26% to 15% to it is or isn't navigable in the wintertime, so that question needs to be answered. But paving that so you wouldn't have vehicles that get stuck there. And then there was discussion on a 1974 reservation of 15 feet on either side of the road, but that was it impacts the neighbor, and that was the gravel egress that was shown in the documentation. And I would suggest that we get some proof in the record of that first exists, and then an agreement that would be paved. So there would have to be some collaboration. Maybe it's a civil discussion. I know it's a civil discussion. It's beyond the scope of this board to force anybody to do that. But those were the things that I remember from that last hearing that would be help at least gain approval on that decision.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I guess I'm in a different spot. I don't see any of those helping gain approval, in my opinion, from what the application was, primarily based upon the area and then what I perceive to be the negative effects on the area. None of those things reconcile the difference between the two comp plans. I guess I'm kind of at a loss of how to fulfill this requirement other than the applicant buys the neighboring properties or convinces the, I don't know. For me, it was an easy no because of what we've enumerated here, but largely in part to this is a residential area going further residential, partly in due part to prior decisions of ours to rezone or approve development, and this doesn't fit that area. So I don't know how you rectify that.
Well, I think that I agree with what you've said. I think that Commissioner Van Beek's enumeration, and the only thing I would take exception to is I'm not comfortable with limiting it to 150 guests. To me, the issue raised over and over and over again was the road traffic. So is that going to be only 75 cars, or is that going to be two busloads of people? I think that we would want to limit that to a total number of vehicles or a parking lot that easily accommodated that number. I think Commissioner Van Beek's list would be, in a perfect world, that we had pretty much 100% of the neighborhood showing up in favor and in support and saying, we really want this. We think it's wonderful. Please, Commission, we know the rules, but we want our neighbor to have this. It was just the opposite. And so we also have to take that into account if it's going to affect the neighborhood. And obviously, it was demonstrated by many of those that were on the short road that it was going to impact their quality of life. And it isn't what they bought in to live beside. So so I get both. I think that's where I'm at, is that I just didn't see any community support, and that would be one of the factors I'd really like to hear from and see from, and it's just the opposite. So I guess I concur with Commissioner Brooks that if you all want to do this, then a likely possible path forward would either get your neighbor's support or buy their land and rent it out to somebody that would be in favor of your permit. So I don't know that we need to necessarily put that all. What I've gone through and looked and seen what staff has done, I don't know that any of what I've spoke is in conflict with what I've said. The road bothers me greatly, and that many people, there is you'd have to be a really good salesman to sell me a 50-foot wide easement for 150 cars or 150 people, however we would land on that. I wouldn't want it beside my house.
You mean so, 15 feet?
15 feet. Thank you. Yes, 15 foot wide. So if I understood the easement correctly, it's divided between the two adjacent properties. Is that how you understood it, Deb?
Well, the easement's in question.
Right.
So if you took the last document that I saw, I think it implies that there's 15 feet on each side, but it doesn't state it and it's not shown, except for on a survey that I think it needs to be rectified civilly to know whether or not that easement exists.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's what, and I would concur with that. I feel, I don't want to get the county into any civil litigation that I can advert. And this one needs to be settled and clarified before it comes back before the county. Show me that. And so this just really raised large red flags on it. So, and for me to entertain that, they really need that kind of drive, that loop drive through, especially if they're only doing a 28 foot road. You get a lot of people and you get the need for an ambulance or whatever it is. 28 foot just goes to nothing. It's pretty tiny. So, okay. Where else? What else would we like to? Anything in specific to the draft FCOs? I guess we can take a minute and thumb through them.
Yeah. And where we received these this morning, Chairman. I think that's a good idea. And I don't necessarily think that we're saying different things. We are, it's unfortunate, I think, given the home that exists there and the idea that the neighbors have not been able to work amicably together, but I don't own that. There could be financial benefits if they sought that out in trying to get that put together. Time, I guess, is a factor on that. What I heard you say, if we look back at the six items I brought forward, number six would have to be part of that, is what I understood from you and staff, that there is nothing really that's clear on that record of survey about that 15-foot. But if they were to come back and have worked on the relationship side of that, the things that I've listed there, I think you had a good point on number three. It needs to be looked at. Nobody had the metrics on how many cars, for how big of a parking lot, for how much of a venue. Nobody had that. That's missing piece of that. We're in agreement that you can't have ambulance or services stock up there. There was a recommendation on the public drinking water. So we're picking up on things that were presented initially. It's the civil part, the relationship, that needs the work. And whether they're able to accomplish that or not in a respectful way, I don't own that either.
One of the things, and I brought it out during the hearing and in during deliberation, from my part, it frustrates me and it bothers me that they built those two structures as something else, and now they're wanting them to be a public use building. And so I would say that would be one of the things I would see that needs to be rectified before they would come back before a board.
Agreed. That should have been.
They need to show that they've either had them inspected as a residence or for that use, and I don't see that.
I agree, Chairman.
Definitely not wanting to take on that liability to magically turn them into that without having shown the proper documentation to have built them correctly.
Yep, that would be an oversight. You're right.
Okay. I don't know that necessarily needs to be put in there, but that they can hear it on the audio record.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Chairman, I don't think there is an event center that is close to Lake Lowell that's a new construction, just like maybe, I know it's less than a year old, close to residential. They can coexist if they want to. That's the thing. And it looks beautiful.
Anything else? Carl, did we miss anything?
Mr. Chair, not that I'm seeing.
Okay, all right. Well, If there's no other discussion, I'd make a motion that the board accepts and signs the findings of fact and conclusions of law and order that is in draft form for this finishing part of the hearing as a concluding piece of business that we need to have done.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been, yes?
So you'd like me to revise that, so on the last page in the order, the after the order, there the applicant may reapply, and so would you like that revised to reflect the discussion today? Because it doesn't really say what I heard you say today.
This is true. Would that be okay?
I think we should, Chairman. That's what we're required to do under Title 67 is provide clear direction in the event that they want to reapply. And we've given things that they could possibly do and how big those obstacles are. That's not our position.
The word possibly.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, so what that clear direction is, I have no idea.
Well,
because I am in a...
It says if any. Direction, if any.
What would make you feel comfortable?
Zero. Like, it's, my opinion, it's just a terrible spot for it. It's okay. A great idea, but not there. Mm-hmm. So, again, I don't know how you what gymnastics that. You perform to make it happen.
And Chairman, on this, again, the expanded parking was their idea. They were agreeable. I saw in the FCOs provided that they were going to bring the road to county standards, county ordinance. They would have to evaluate the number of vehicles versus the number of guests, public drinking water that was brought up, require the paving, figure out the 15-foot easement on either side, bring the buildings into compliance. Those are a lot of ifs.
Well, and if I may, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. The highway district wasn't interested in their offer of improving the road in the first place. So I don't even know if we put that in there, how they could even satisfy that.
So, Chairman, if it meets county standard, it doesn't necessarily, it would just be a private road. It wouldn't have to meet the highway district. We wouldn't, correct?
You can apply any standard you want to on conditions.
Yeah.
And it'd be better to refer to a standard that's known in public,
mm-hmm.
a general description.
Yeah.
An improved road is anybody's guess what that really means.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I indicated to bring it at least to county standards, because to Commissioner Brooks' point, I don't know why the highway district would want to acquire that roadway as a public road.
Okay. So the question is, do we feel comfortable to leave the closing paragraph as is, or do we want staff to enumerate some of the discussion points that we've had?
Well, you can close the gate after the horse is out, but you're not going to get anything. So you've raised a couple of critical issues. Those buildings are not in compliance, and so they would have to be included in that. Maybe somebody just wants to buy it for a residence, but...
Yeah. So is there any common ground that we can go forward on, Commissioner Brooks?
I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'm not comfortable in approving any additional language when I know full well if they reapply under those terms, I'm still going to come to the same conclusion.
I see.
It was residential. It got changed in the comp plan, but it's obviously going more residential. I don't know how I get past that hurdle.
I see. Okay.
So, Chairman, can I ask a question? So, in your mind, the event center and the residential development are in conflict, that you don't feel like there's any conditions that can mitigate that?
Correct.
And again, I would say that there are event centers that are located in proximity, and they look desirable.
Okay, I'm pondering.
And Chairman, if I could, just a lot of these high-density communities are built with a built-in, it's an area where people can gather and hold events that doesn't allow it either because of the size of the lot or their yard. So I guess in my mind, that equates to that general purpose area that if somebody wanted to meet there, have a family holiday guests in, people could take advantage of that lived there if they wanted to. It's in their backyard. A clubhouse, that's what I was trying to think of. Most of these new subdivisions have a clubhouse, a pool.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
Maybe we could entertain the idea of approving the FCOs, the updated FCOs that we've been provided, and then a separate amendment to those FCOs after the fact that I don't necessarily have to agree with, but at least we get the bulk of the FCOs approved.
Well, you have to get them all approved or none, because you can't do them.
Well, at least the paragraph. I mean,
okay.
I would think you guys could amend if you two are in the same spot that I am not.
Okay. So I would ask that we let that motion die, if that's all right. Okay. So I'd remake the motion that we approve the FCOs in the draft form, all with the exception of the last paragraph. Is there a second or discussion?
I would second with discussion.
All right. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Mr. Chairman.
It's everything but what you don't like.
Yeah, agreed, but she didn't discuss anything.
Oh.
So I was just curious.
Well, I was kind of waiting to see what your position was, if you were going to jump on board or just not second at all. But it's to meet a standard that would get this, in my mind, this clubhouse, to where it could function in a way that was a positive amenity to a growing community, then you would want to have things on that site that would ensure that it remained a premier site. That's how it was presented. We didn't have schematics. We had drone footage inside and outside. So if, as Commissioner Brooks has indicated, and we've approved subdivisions out there, you have, it takes money to live in the country. And if you want to host an event or you have a private venue, a lot of those areas are found in northern Idaho up by Mackey Bar. You fly in or you boat in. This one, you can, for a price, have it in your backyard. And I would think that the level of dollars that might be spent for renting that venue would preclude less than desirable events. And there's an agreement to allow specific events or to limit this to certain events. And what I heard, you know, a wedding, a birthday, anniversaries, I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman, I think I know you're going with this, so I'll support aye on the motion.
Okay. So then motion carries unanimously. Now for the concluding paragraph about what they could or couldn't do. My position is, at this point, is if I was an applicant and I was digging deep to figure out what in the world they didn't like and what they did like, I would definitely look through all of the audio and review that irregardless of what the summation is on the FCOs, because the FCOs are just the bullet points. And so I think at this point, I'd like to hear your opinion, Commissioner Van Beek, but at this point I could side with Commissioner Brooks and leave the concluding paragraph as is. I think there is a lot of discussion that they could review on the recorded record, and that they could glean from that if they want to attempt a second application.
Okay, and I guess, help me, I'm going to maybe look at staff, but in an appeal and then a denial and then suggestions on how they could go forward, shouldn't those be enumerated if we have specificity? Or
the way the law states, and you could, Carl could maybe quote it, it's we are not bound to have to give them the path forward that would win our favor, especially when Commissioner Brooks says that the one standard that they have to meet about the effect of the immediate area or the community is a complete black and white no to him. They have some work that they're going to have to do. So.
And thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Idaho Code on this section, there are three items that the board would need to consider. So one is the ordinance and standards used in evaluating the application, reasons for approval or denial, and then the actions, if any, that the applicant could take to obtain approval. So that's the piece that we're talking about here in this final.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I think the way the paragraph is currently delineated, it goes back in generalities about what was discussed during the whole application. It obviously couldn't take into consideration our discussion this morning, but all of the things that we've talked about are not new. They're within the whole hearing. And so if they're searching through that, they can disseminate that. I'm trying to find a united board to be able to rest on a decision, and I'm starting to feel comfortable just to leave it at what was printed, and they can do their research later.
Okay, and that's fine, Chairman. I've been clear in what would pass muster in my mind. I think that's a bar that they would have to meet. That was the problem for me. I didn't hear resistance to trying to come to some kind of a, basically it was I'll do anything to be able to get this approved, right or wrong. I just think that there is the potential for this to improve the neighborhood and community relations. But again, where you sit depends on where you stand, and you've got to see positives in there. And if you want to pick up a stone and throw it, you'll find a plenty.
Yeah. So with that said, could we consider a motion to approve the last paragraph as printed?
I would be in support.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion then, after discussion and consideration of the applicant, that the last paragraph would be appropriate to go ahead and accept as presented in this draft. So I make a motion that we accept that.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Do we have any other business that we need to do on this app? Appeal? Not that I know of. All right. With that, I would entertain a motion to close this public hearing.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.